Ladies and gents, welcome to a new edition of Absolute Truth Absolutely. This is your podcast powered by Living Word Youth Ministries in Miami, Florida. Today's podcast will be short and sweet, and I simply want to wish the United States a very, very happy birthday. Upcoming is July the 4th, in which we celebrate the year of our independence, 1776, July the 4th. Little tidbit for you. Did you know that we did not formally declare our independence on July the 4th, but rather on July the 2nd? Many people do not know this. The reason that we celebrated on July 4th, it's because that's when the news from the First Continental Congress began to be broadcast throughout the 13 colonies. Because in secret, the Continental Congress, which had met in Philadelphia on July 2nd, had declared the Declaration of Independence from Britain. And the Declaration of Independence itself was not promulgated, the copies, that is, of the original source document, until July 6th. A little bit of history for you. But I want to wish the United States a very, very happy birthday. And I want to extend a call to all of my fellow listeners. As we know it, patriotism is on the decline, or at least that is the perspective that many elitists and those who wish to do away with the great influence that this country has had in the rest of the world would try to make us believe that patriotism is on the decline. But yet I look around and I see people wearing American shirts. I see people yearning for our leaders, political and otherwise, to proclaim the greatness of this great country. I'll tell you what, little piece of advice, some counsel. Don't depend on the politicians. Do not look towards the politicians. Do not look towards the so-called leaders. Look towards God. Look towards the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ, who is the one who inspired the revolution because of his cries, because of his teachings on liberty and freedom. Jesus tells us that if we know the truth, the same will set us free. The Judeo-Christian ethic is what propelled the American Revolution during the 1770s, and eventually for us to win our Declaration of Independence from the tyranny of Great Britain after the Revolutionary War. Don't look towards leaders, don't look towards politicians. Be a patriot. Wear your shirt, your patriotic shirt, and wear it proudly. Let others know of how the Judeo-Christian ethic, inspired by the scriptures, inspired by God himself, Jesus Christ, inspired the founding of this great nation. Let others know, learn a little bit of history about our founding and promulgate that. Read your Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence. They're short documents. Carry them with you in your pocket along with your small pocket-sized Bible and let other people know about the freedom that is found in the United States and why that idea was promulgated and eventually led, propelled us to declare independence from the tyranny of Great Britain. What is that reason? The Judeo-Christian ethic. Jesus Christ. You find it in a plethora of writings, which has been bestowed unto us by previous generations, by those that were living in that day and age of the revolutionary era. When I think back on some of the things that I've studied, some of the things that I've read about the revolutionary era, the Stamp Act, for example, how the Americans reacted to this, how they civilly disobeyed the Stamp Act, which was passed in 1765 by Parliament in Great Britain to a group of people that they never even met face to face and believed themselves to be arbiters of their liberty and arbiters of every, and those that could give everything that the colonies had, even though everything that the colonies had built up until that point, and even after, was built with their own capital, with their own sweat, with their own blood. Even after the 7 Years' War, the French and Indian War, as many also know it. Parliament said, these people are subjugated to us. Rights are not bestowed upon God, but they are permissions, privileges that Parliament grants upon its subjects, upon the king's subjects. Yet those that were found here in the U.S., or futurely named, if you will, U.S., said, no, rights are bestowed on us by Almighty God, and they are eternal, and we inherit them by birth. We find this in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights. Read it. It's a 17-page document. You'll be done within maybe 20 minutes. Read it. Promulgate it. Let others know about it. And then we see how that flame of liberty was kindled among the colonies. Yes, there were dissenters. Yes, there were more people actually fighting in favor of the crown during the American Revolution. And as a matter of fact, many others who said, I want nothing to do with this fight. Yet when the grave injustices began to visit the colonists at that point, it is said now that only 3% actually participated in the War of Independence, in the war, the Revolutionary War. 3%. That's why you commonly hear the phrase today, disseminated 3%ers. All you need is 3%. Only 3% of the population at that given point fought against Great Britain. A great majority, more, were actually in favor of being submissive to the crown. And also, many people believe a third of the colonists, they, in essence, said, whatever comes, comes. Que sera, sera, whatever happens, happens from this war. And yet, they were the beneficiaries of the sacrifice of many who fought for independence. Remember these things and feel a sense of patriotism burning in your chest, in your breast for the country that you abide in. Let others know about it. Read a little history. Inform yourself so that you may be a torch of liberty, that salt and light that Jesus has taught us to be. Not only of liberty found in this country and what this country represents, but also the Christly message, the gospel. Let others know so that they too may know freedom. Happy birthday to the United States. I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July with your friends, with your family members. When you see those fireworks lighting up the night sky, give thanks to the Lord for this country. Give thanks to the Lord that you are an American. And give thanks to the Lord also for those that laid down their lives for the sake of liberty. Thank you. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. I'll see you on the other side. May the Lord shine his face upon you.